نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد مغرب ٹائم وٹ آئی واز ایکسپلیننگ سم پیپل مے ہیو مس انڈرسٹوڈ آئی واز ناٹ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا پرسن دیٹ پاسڈ اوے آئی واز جسٹ گیونگ یو اے جنرل نصیحت دا پرسن ہو پاسڈ اوے آئی سیڈ ماشاء اللہ دیٹ پرسن پاسڈ اوے آن اے فرائیڈے آن اے جمعہ ڈے ان دا منتھ آف رمضان And according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such a person who passes away on a Jummah day, Allah Ta'ala raises the azab of qabr from that person. I mean, the person doesn't get any azab of qabr. Till the day of Qiyamah, there's no azab of qabr. Now that is already a great ni'mat, a great blessing. And then if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give until the day of Qiyamah, then definitely it is hoped that the person will not be punished in the Akhirat also. And the person will get Jannat. So thereafter I was explaining that we should not be surprised about people that pass away on a Friday. This woman, this sister of ours whoever passed away is very fortunate, and I don't know who the person was. But generally I'm talking about people who pass away on a Jummah day. Many a times people say that this person was not even seen in the masjid very much. This person I knew used to be in the casino. This person I knew used to be in the drug den. Now those are the things which we saw with our eyes. But if that person was of iman, now iman is shart, it is conditional. If there is no iman, then there are millions of them passing away every day, dying every day. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, Yahud, Nasara, we're not talking about them, people of iman. So if this person was of iman and then he passed away on a Jumu'ah day, so what we saw with our eyes is what was apparent and clear. But there are so many things that we did not see. You cannot be with a person 24 hours of his day, late night or early part of the morning, or any part of the day, what good actions and what good deeds he did in secrecy, in private, we are not aware of. Many a times those deeds appear to be very trivial, na'uzubillah. It's a very small deed the person did. But in the eye of Allah Ta'ala, it is very great because of the sincerity that went with that action and deed. One date, if a person gives a sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala nurtures it and brings it to the size of Mount Uhud in sawab, as if that person gives sadaqah Mount Uhud. Now Mount Uhud, look at it, the size of Mount Uhud. And it doesn't mean exactly the size of Mount Uhud. What it means that unlimited sawab Allah Ta'ala gives, depending on the degree of sincerity in that sadaqah. So if one date given in sadaqah, in charity, can bring such kind of rewards, how many sins it wipes out. Like that the person's one subhanallah, one Allah, one salat, some zikr, tilawat, or some amal that the person did with sincerity, with ikhlas. We don't know what stages Allah Ta'ala raises them to. Hazrat Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali became Bishr Hafi, and now we say Rahmatullah Ali, and he was a great wali and a great buzruk. But what was he? He was in the vice dens, he was in the pubs drinking. But one day in that same state he saw on one paper written Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the ground. So he took that paper, he cleaned it out, he put some ithar on it, and he went and kept it on a nice high place. Now because of that Allah Ta'ala forgave him, that you showed respect to my one ayat of the Quran Sharif. So we don't know what amal Allah Ta'ala likes. As for the other actions of that person, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. And if it involves the rights of people, if it involves the rights of people, and the person passed away in that state, so if Allah Ta'ala shows his condition, Allah, in his sight, in Allah Ta'ala's sight, that I'm giving him this Mubarak death, So then there is hope that inshallah Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will give those people whom this person was owing monies and other rights he had suppressed. Allah Ta'ala will give them huge palaces or so much big namats, and then show it to them and say, if the person who forgives this person, he will get all this. So who's not going to forgive? Allah Ta'ala will give everything. Or from his side, he will forgive this person. So that we don't know how Allah Ta'ala will deal. So this is what I was explaining, that we should not look down upon anybody and don't become judgmental, just looking at the person's present day condition. Present day condition, we must dislike that sin that the person is in and make an effort to get the person out of it without considering ourselves superior, and make a lot of dua for the person. What duas can do, many a time speeches can't do. Those people who you know you're going to give a speech and that person will flare up or say things which may be detrimental to his iman, then at that time just make dua for that person. Don't say things that will cause him to flare up. Why say such things? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only is the only one that knows the 24-hour life of a person. 24-hour life besides Allah Ta'ala, nobody knows. All the cameras and all the equipment that you can have, but they cannot record the 24 hours of a person. Now you may wonder, what am I saying? If you got a camera and 24 hours the camera is focused on that person, so you will say, we know 24 hours what that person did, because you saw 24 hours, this is what he did. And these stupid monkeys of the West, nowadays they have, I believe, some kind of shows like that, somebody was saying, where they even show the person going to the toilet. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and all his other stupid actions. So we will say that now 24 hours the person was filmed, so there was nothing secret, nothing hidden. So how can you say that there's nobody that can know his 24 hours? In the 24 hours, can you know the thoughts of the person? The thoughts that go on inside, can any camera pick up that? Give 24 hours, you can't pick up 1 minute of thoughts. This very moment now, you are sitting here in front of me, so I can see all of you, but I don't know what thoughts are going on in your mind. And you don't know what thoughts are going on in my mind. Which person can know the thoughts? Now Allah Ta'ala knows even the thoughts. And sometimes the maghfirat is on those thoughts. The maghfirat and forgiveness is on those thoughts. On what is going on across in his mind. That whilst I am speaking, now that person, I am talking about Jannah, Jahannam, accountability on the day of judgment, and being ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Now I'm talking about things like that. And at that time some young person is sitting and he is in the rave clubs. He's a candidate for all the evils. But at that time, deep hearted in his pain, he is experiencing that, Ya Allah, I wasted my life. I wish I too could come out of all those vice dens. And this very moment in my heart, I'm making sincere tawbah from all my sins. Now, we didn't see that. Did we see that thought? And yet that person made tawbah. How many letters I get? They say, Mawlana, that bayan of yours, that talk of yours, that nasihat of yours, when you just mentioned that, that's the time my heart melted. Even now, in Stanger, how many young boys said that? On that Saturday night program that we had, the late night one, 11:30 to 12:30, the masjid was full with young people. It's a big masjid. Ask those who were there. Now that person, so many of them said that. But this one person who is well known, now he's telling me, he says, Mawlana, that was the moment of my tawbah. Yet I made tawbah thousands of times. He said, but that particular moment when you mentioned this or that, that's the time I really made tawbah. That enough is enough. Now that's the end of that sin. Now see. Now at that time he might have been sitting right in front of me. And I can't see. So 24 hours the person's body can be in front of us, but the thoughts that are crossing his mind, that cannot be in front of us. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So only Allah Ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular veins. His knowledge is so close to us. He knows exactly what's crossing our minds. So we don't know what the person does in private life, which moment of his life he made tawbah, istighfar, repented, asked Allah for forgiveness. We are not aware of that. So we don't become judgmental and say that this person definitely hellfire. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will decide about us and about them, then only we will know what He decided. But by means of good actions, the person builds up hope in Allah Ta'ala. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsineen. The rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is closed. To whom? For the doers of good. For them Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is qareeb, it's close. And if a person is in the shade of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, then he is going to enjoy the best of both worlds. So those people who passed away in the month of Ramadan, on the Jummah day, on Eid day, now these people can have great hope that inshallah, in the Akhirat also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put them into Jannat without any reckoning. All the time we are making dua, Ya Allah, give us death in Madina Tayyibah. Now we know our actions are not such that we deserve death in Madina Tayyibah. We know what our condition is. But we make dua. Why do we make dua? Because we know that whoever will be buried in that Qabristan of Madina Sharif, Baqi, where thousands of Sahabas, over 10,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, great, great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Usman-e-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose qabr is very conspicuous, they're very easy to identify. Now imagine people like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many members of his family, his children, his uncle, so many people are buried there. And then all those pious and righteous ones for the 1400 years that went by. And up till now, how many pious, righteous ones are passing away and are buried there? So when we get burial there, then we are hopeful that inshallah we'll get forgiveness of our sins. That is the reason why we ask. So if it's not there, but at least we are asking Allah Ta'ala, means that we want forgiveness. We are ashamed of our sins. And we are saying, Ya Allah, we don't have that kind of strength to really do anything. So therefore take us to Madina Sharif and give us death there. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes pleased, and wherever we die, inshallah, after that Allah Ta'ala, if He wills, they say, this servant of mine, this banda of mine was always very worried about his akhirat. He did not want any kind of punishment. That is why he was asking for Madina Sharif. So I forgive the person. So what's difficult in that? And as for being buried in a graveyard where pious ones are buried, so if a person has to sit under the fan and then tell his friend that put that switch on, but tell the fan that the breeze must only touch my head. If he says must put the fan on, but the breeze must only touch my head, mustn't go to anybody else's head. Can that be possible? When the breeze is going to blow, everyone that's around will get the cool breeze. So if a person is in between many pious people, when the breeze of Jannat is blowing there, he is not going to get the breeze. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghisin. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, patkar hai. Mere maula, hum mujrim hai, gunegar hai, sab kuch hai, bande tere. Mere maula, hey mere rabbe kareem, agar tu ne nigah-e rahmat hum se pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jayega. My Allah, don't turn away your nikah of rahmat from us sinful ones. Don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us sinful ones. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, upon our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us with protection of our iman. Bless us with protection of our wives, our children, our parents. Bless us with protection of our homes and properties. Bless us with protection of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Shifa tere haath mein hai, mere maula. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat in disguised form. But we are extremely weak. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Even if it is rahmat, Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to that of good health. Change the rahmat of weakness to strength. Change the rahmat of poverty to wealth. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties of mankind, my beloved Allah. Bless everyone with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of any ni'mat in Jannat, even if the entire mankind has to be entered into Jannat. Ya Allah, those who have become stubborn, arrogant, obstinate, and have made up their minds they won't accept Islam and they will continue with persecution, torture and tyranny. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the flood waters against them. Give them a taste of their doings. My beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, division amongst their ranks. My beloved Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere maula, humari maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar. Salamati deen aur salamati aza ke saath Madina Sharif ke andar hume shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, my Allah, so that when the winds of rahmat blow, then we too may be forgiven. The Mubarak month of Ramadan is going. My beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the fast of this Mubarak month. We have whiled away our time. We have spent our time in futile and useless activities. How much of sins we commit even in the month of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, the remaining days give us the tawfiq to do all that is pleasing to you, to stay away from everything that is haram and forbidden, to spend the days and nights of Ramadan in a manner that is befitting this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, humare rozo ko qubool farma, tilawat ko qubool farma, humare zikr ko qubool farma, humari duao ko qubool farma, humari duao ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless them with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen, with trust and tawakkul in you. Fill their hearts with your muhabbat and your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he cried for us, how much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, his day and night concern was nothing but the ummah. Ya Allah, we have been very ungrateful ummatis. Ya Allah, hum namak haram hai. Ehsanat wo faramosh kar diya. We have forgotten all the ihsan of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam upon us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the du'as that he made for us, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.